Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Episode 46, The Myth About Passive Income. I want to be able to work from a beach anywhere in the world and earn a passive income. Sound familiar? It's the way the conversation starts with about one out of five conversations I have with would-be entrepreneurs or business owners. And I always say, there's no such thing as passive income unless you're investing in the stock market. And even then, you can make bad choices if you're not careful. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate. And if you're here for the first time, welcome home. It's here that you get the unvarnished truth about what it takes to make the leap from corporate to entrepreneur and replace your corporate paycheck or scale your empire. And I'm Deb Boulanger. I am the host of this show. I am a former corporate leader. I am an entrepreneur. I launched my company, The Great Do-Over, more than 8 years ago. And I've pivoted around several times, and it's now my passion and my purpose to help other women like you make the leap from corporate leader to successful entrepreneur so that you can replace the paycheck you've left behind. And this episode is brought to you by the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs, where you can create your six-figure business strategy, package, price, and message your services, and get ready to grow your business in as little as 12 weeks. I am on a mission to show you how to stand by your value, charge appropriately for the value you deliver, and build wealth in your business by making strategic and smart choices. And if you'd like to find out more about the Launch Lab and join me in that journey, all you have to do is go to launchlabassessment.com to apply. There's a brief survey there that will help me learn a little bit more about you, and then we can schedule some time to chat. And before we dive into our topic today, the myth of passive income, I need to congratulate two of my clients who doubled their rates in a matter of days, doubled their income. That's how powerful it can be to truly step into your value and align with your worth and confidence. It's so vitally important that you don't undersell yourself. So congratulations, Molly. She went from charging by the hour for an average contract value of $23,000 to going to a flat packaged rate for an average price of around $46,000 and got an easy yes. And to Sophia, who increased her speaking fee from $2,000 to $4,000, again, got an easy yes. And these women are now asking themselves, wow, maybe I'm still not charging enough. And maybe they're not. But with that, I want to talk about the concept of passive income today. And if you are interested in learning more about how to double your prices, just reach out to me. You can also find me on Instagram at Deb Boulanger and just send me a DM. Be happy to talk to you about how you can double your prices and earn what you are worth. So with that, we'll dive into our topic today, passive incomes. It sounds so great, right? Lying on the beach, soaking up the sun, traveling the world while your bank account just keeps growing and growing and growing. And what I know for sure is that there's nothing passive about launching a business and generating income. Anyone who tells you otherwise is an outright liar. Can you make money with online courses? Yes. Can you make money as an affiliate partner? Yes. Can you make money in an MLM business, a multi-level marketing business? Yes. Can you make money with paid memberships, a podcast, or as an influencer in social media? Yes, yes, yes. And no matter which model you choose, you will have to spend the sweat equity to build and maintain that business in order to generate consistent revenues. And you'll likely want more than one source of income. See, the problem with passive income strategies is typically when you first start out, you have like either no mailing list or a very small mailing list, and you're not yet known as an expert in your industry unless you've spent years in a side hustle really building up your brand, which is hard. That's hard if you're trying to hold down a corporate job and not wanting to create any ripples internally around any sort of impropriety or any conflicts of interest. So let's just take an example and work it through. Let's just take an online course or a membership program. So if you are selling anything for less than $500 a year, then you will need hundreds of buyers or subscribers to purchase your product. I can't wait to introduce you to my friend Joyce Shulman. Joyce and I are going to do an interview coming up sometime soon. She's a serial entrepreneur who started and grew a successful online media business to about $2 million in annual revenues and then sold it. Her new company is 99 Walks. It's a community app for women around walking as a way to maintain physical and mental health, as well as deepening their relationships and friendships with each other or make new friends and network. And you can download it from iTunes. It's 99 Walks. It's a great application. I'm a subscriber. And she now has about 30,000 subscribers. And I believe it's been about 2 years since she launched. Now, you got to remember that this was built on top of the success and connections and the extensive mailing list that she had already built. Not to mention daily Facebook Lives. Joyce goes live every single day on Facebook at 8 a.m. She has a steady stream of Facebook ads generating engagement in the online community. And she sends incentives to members who achieve their goals. So she's got a team of about 5 or 6 people that are running this business. And there's nothing passive about Joyce's success. Joyce and I can't even schedule a walk because we're both so busy in our businesses. Can she run her business from a beach in Tulum? Yes, she has a steady stream of new subscribers from her Facebook ads, and she has a team that needs to be directed and paid. So there's nothing passive about Joyce's business. She can run it from a beach. She can do Zoom calls and she can keep that business running, but there's nothing passive about it. I have 3 businesses. I have my standout webinars course. I have the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs and the 6-Figure Accelerator. So all of these are online programs, but the mission I am fulfilling is one of hands-on mentorship. What I think is missing in the market with entrepreneurship is there's plenty of online courses. There's plenty of cookie cutter courses. There's plenty of, do what I did and make the money I made, which rarely comes true. What there isn't in the marketplace is a lot of hands-on mentorship, which is the gap that's missing in the market for people who are looking to start their businesses. You can't learn how to start a business from a do-it-yourself course. It simply doesn't work. And even if we look at the success of Marie Forleo's B-School or Jeff Walker's product launch formula, there's nothing passive about these multi-million dollar income streams. They are sophisticated launch strategies behind their success, right? And these launch strategies have been honed over, like a dozen, in Jeff's case, it's like almost 20 years. I'm not really quite sure how long Marie has been offering B-School, but let's just say it's been about a dozen years. So I'm not saying that you can't generate revenue from a course that you don't personally run. I think both Jeff and Marie have teams of people that work for them. I know if you take Product Launch Formula, there's a team of PLF coaches who work for you. So that's a model that's popular. You don't always get the guru, you get one of their coaches. So there are commissions or salaries paid to those coaches. You have to actively hire and nurture and train them. There's nothing passive about this. And Jeff is consistently doing a YouTube video every single week. So nothing passive about building these brands or building these multi-million dollar empires. And so let's talk about MLMs now. If you're building out an MLM, the only way you start earning passive income is when you have a great sales team working under you and layers and layers and layers of sales leaders. And that requires great sales and management skills in running a business that generates multiple six figures. And it's only those early adopters in these MLM pyramid marketing programs who are at the very, very top who ever earn millions. And the same is true of affiliate marketing programs. So to win at selling other people's products for a commission, you need to be an excellent salesperson with a growing mailing list of your own and a huge online following. So how are you delivering value to your audience to build your influence and trust so that people buy from you? The winners in the affiliate marketing space are those that already have successful businesses and they mail for their friends. So you can always tell when Jeff Walker or any of the big guns in online marketing are doing a launch. You may be getting emails or promotions from dozens of people who are adding their own bonuses on top of his program so that they can generate more sales than the other affiliates and earn the biggest affiliate prize. It's not passive. It's one of several revenue streams for these successful entrepreneurs. And, you know, what I know for sure, and whenever anyone comes to me and says, oh, I want to launch an online membership program, you can't launch a business with a low-end membership offer because at a 1 or 2% conversion rate, you would have to reach hundreds of thousands of people who were your ideal buyers in order to make enough money to market that business and survive. So if you can do that as a side hustle, and that's your way of building up a low-end income stream, then go for it. If you're making the leap from corporate to entrepreneur and you're looking to replace your corporate paycheck, it's not possible. It just isn't. So, and hey, I have made mistakes in the past myself, right? So I have drank the Kool-Aid of the promise of the get-rich-quick scheme. And I remember, I'm really embarrassed to admit it, actually, in the early 2000s, I thought I was a pretty savvy investor. And I had applied for a new biotech fund, to invest in a new biotech fund. And I was going to be one of 50 investors, and the portfolio of companies that were being presented were developing hot new biotech products. And I was told that my minimum return would be 10x. So I invested $50,000, hoping to make $500,000 in return. And I'm so glad I never told this to my father, because he was such an excellent investor and CFO. I would have been mortified had he known about it. And it took me a long time to recover from the embarrassment and the failure of investing this $50,000. Because I received one quarterly report and one call from the fund manager, and then crickets. And I started calling and nobody was returning my calls. And then the next communication came from an attorney who informed me that I was the victim of fraud. The fund manager had just been arrested and his assets were seized. He was going to do his best to get the investors their money back, but it would likely be a fraction of our original investment. My friend, I got $3,600 back. So, you know, there is that one incident taught me that there's no such thing as get rich quick. There's no such thing as passive income unless you are playing the long game. You know, if you're a long-term investor in a diversified portfolio, the statistics will show that investments in financial markets consistently grow over time, despite, you know, recessions and ups and downs in the market. So you can work from your lounge chair at your exotic beach. You can have Zoom calls with your team. You can monitor your ad conversions. You can create exceptional content and be consistent in how you grow your personal as well as your business brand. But there's nothing passive about it. What does work is creating an offer that people want to buy that is easy to deliver and fun for you to provide. And if you deliver it consistently and you get amazingly good at it, you can automate the bejesus out of your processes and your content so that you can rinse and repeat. It's not passive, but it gets easier over time the more consistent you are in your marketing and brand exposure. So I hope this has cleared up for you the myth about passive income, my friend. I hope you've enjoyed this conversation. And I would love to hear from you in a review on iTunes to hear what you took away from this episode today and to open up the conversation and get to know you And so I give you a big virtual hug. I would love to hear from you. We got a review recently from, I don't know how to pronounce this acronym, but it's AC George, J-U-R-E, who writes, Deb's podcasts are super helpful for a budding entrepreneur like myself. I highly recommend listening to her podcasts. She is also very helpful if you have follow-up questions. So speaking of answering your questions, join me in my weekly Clubhouse room in Life After Corporate, where I will be bringing in my colleagues and other experts on sales, branding, course creation, pricing, packaging, marketing, and we take your questions live. And it's so cool. I've run two rooms already. My friend Marusha joined me in one room. I've had other friends, other colleagues who are experts in their own right join me, and we'd love to see you there. So Clubhouse is the perfect extension of this whole podcast experience by making time for us to meet in real life and have a conversation and take your questions. So if you're on Clubhouse, you can find me by searching Deb Boulanger, that's D-E-B-B-O-U-L-A-N-G-E-R, that's one word, Deb Boulanger. And follow me there and send me a direct message on Instagram and tell me that you found me through the show. I am excited to meet you and take the conversation into community and get to know you and get to meet you real time. So that's it for today's episode, my friend, The Myth of Passive Income. Till next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.